है क्या चीज है पैसा, क्या बात है क्या चीज है पैसा।
On that note, money is obviously a big factor of your startup. But why be terrorized or terrified of gathering funds and making that a reason to not put your ideas into execution?
Welcome everyone to another episode of SCMS Speaking. And today we will talk about Trial Despite Terror, How to Secure Funds 101. Do you know the lack of funding is one of the major aspects to why people fail to execute their startups in India? So here we are to give our listeners a 101 on how Indian startups can secure funding. Stay tuned for an exclusive interview with Ishika Nirula, CEO and founder of Women in Business Network, to hear in on her journey.
India is entering a huge entrepreneurial wave. There are many ways to raise capital for your startups, but let's start with the two most basic ones that everyone thinks of: self-financing and seed funding. So what is self-financing? Self-financing or personal investment is the best way of financing used by several business startups. Even when you take a loan or ask a venture capitalist or a government entity to provide funding for your startup, they still have the question of how much capital you shall be investing in your startup. Investing your own savings is the best option for first-time entrepreneurs. However, it comes with high risk because these might be your savings that you collected over time and might not be returned in any case of any mishap or failure. One must be very wise on where to invest their own money.
Talking about seed money or seed capital, investors often get equity stake in exchange for the capital invested. The investors can themselves be the founders and use their savings as seed money for their new company. This is also known as bootstrapping. Seed investors usually include friends and family who can chip in.
Here is where things get interesting. Once you look over self-financing and seed investors to grow your startup, there are various options available, such as angel investors and the network thereof. Government loans and schemes provided by the Government of India availing private and public loans from private and public banks in India, looking out for crowdfunding and so much more. Kushneet, what do you know more about angel investors?
Bhamika, I strongly believe that networking is a very important skill when it comes to launching a new startup, because it helps entrepreneurs to connect with a wide range of angel investors. Individuals with surplus cash are known to be angel investors, and these individuals are interested in investing in new startups in India as well as worldwide. The risk involved in these investments by angel investors is more as compared to the loans offered by financial institutions, as angel investors plan to invest for higher returns to profit. Ratan Tata, ex-chairman of the Tata Industries and a major industry leader, is also an active angel investor in India. He has mentored and profiled a number of startups, ventures and businesses with investments, advice and so much more. With names like Urban Clap and Snapdeal under his hat of expertise, he is one of the major players in angel investment community in India.
Do you know? Angel investors are individual investors or a network of individuals with family connections or rich experience. Most of them are experienced entrepreneurs who have been through the process of starting a business. They understand the pain points and opportunities of a new business. The investors have surplus cash that they are willing to risk in your venture at the seed stage and later.
Also, I found out in India there are angel networks and platforms where angel investors pool their funds to invest in startups. As they operate as a group, these investors can provide larger funds and hedge risks. The platform gets equity ownership of the startup and the benefit if the startup prospers.
Guys, let's talk about the government advantages startups have in India. Under the Startup India program, the government created the Fund of Funds for Startups, FFS, with a corpus of 10,000 crores to provide funding support for startups. The Government of India has launched various loan schemes that aim to benefit startup enterprises, SMEs, MSMEs, as well as promote the socio-economic growth of rural India, women entrepreneurs, educated youth, individuals from SC/ST category, small-scale industry, villages, people living in rural and urban areas, etc.
Yeah, I heard funding for Indian startups went beyond angel investors and venture capitalists in 2016, when the government of India launched the Startup India program. The program offers grants like 80% rebate on the patent costs and income tax exemption for the first 3 years to startups registered under the scheme.
Okay, so now I know where to start and what to look into if I ever want to initiate a startup or help a friend or family member with it. I remember reading about Zomato though. Isn't it listed in IPOs? Wasn't that a startup as well? And how does this really help?
Yes, Simran. Zomato was founded as Foodibay, a startup, in 2008 by Dipinder Goel and Pankaj Chadda, who worked for Bain and Company. They renamed the company to Zomato in 2010 as they were unsure if they would just want to stick to food.
And to answer your question, an IPO is when a startup decides to raise funds from the public, including institutional investors as well as individuals, by selling its shares. Zomato was eyeing an IPO for the past few years, but then Swiggy came along. With a well-capitalized newcomer, Zomato had to go out and snag investor capital, roll up its sleeves and put its listing plans on the back burner for a while. Since the beginning of the year, Zomato shuffled its cap table with multiple funding rounds to make itself IPO ready. But perhaps the most significant step in that direction was when the company managed to execute secondary transactions to help China's Ant Group partially dilute its stake.
I think most individuals have come across Zomato, but let's talk about a different case altogether. Make My Trip. Admittedly, it's famous as well. It was founded in the year 2000 and is an Indian startup launched in the US market. MakeMyTrip.com is funded by multiple investors. Process and Aspers and Trip.com are the most recent investors. MakeMyTrip.com has made 7 investments. MakeMyTrip currently gets funding through post-IPO equity and 3 series of venture funding.
Okay, but what is venture funding?
Venture capital investment is one of the most flexible forms of financing technology-based or innovative business firms. It is a more wide way of getting finances for investment in business enterprises which hold a bright future in terms of profit as well as growth. CVCs are large multinationals that invest corporate funds into small, innovative startups either for technology, talent pool, or to acquire a target market. CVCs provide startups with resources like marketing expertise, strategic vision, or a line of credit. Being associated with big names gives startups a boost.
Shark Tank India is an Indian franchise of the original American hit reality show Shark Tank, for which the premise is simple. Entrepreneurs pitch their ideas for businesses or products to a panel of potential investors, the sharks. These sharks are basically experienced venture capitalists as well. The sharks will decide whether or not to invest their own money in marketing and mentoring the contestants.
Okay guys, enough. Now let's look at a live example of a startup still growing and venturing out in different directions for funding now.
Hello, welcome to the interview segment of the podcast. I am Simran and here with me is my co-interviewer Prasthiti, and we have with us Ishika Nirula, CEO and founder of the startup Women in Business Network. Welcome, Ishika.
Hi Simran, hi Prasthiti. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm really excited and looking forward to the session.
Thank you so much for being here, Ishika. Ishika Nirula is an economics graduate from the University of Delhi, is a business partnerships executive at CRED, and is the founder and CEO of Women in Business Network. WIBN is one-of-a-kind organization and the world's first ever community that supports women college students in their entrepreneurial endeavors and professional careers, and brings together over 7,000 students and 2,500 young female entrepreneurs and leaders.
Listening to all that really inspires me. I wonder how you manage time so well. Okay, Ashika, let's quickly talk about how you came up with the idea for WIBN and exactly what it even is.
Sure. So WIBN happened in my second year, just when I started my second year in college. And this was just at the peak of the pandemic in September 2020. And I've always been really passionate about, you know, talking about business, talking about women empowerment. And that sort of led me to sort of merging the two ideas. And then actually researching about the sort of statistics and figures related to women in business. And I found out that women in business aren't really represented at the level that they should be. And that's why I just wanted to, you know, start with a project, rather an initiative, not even thinking about, you know, the company side of things or making this into a startup, but just something that, you know, led to raising awareness about this cause and just helping younger women, let's say our age, who don't really understand entrepreneurship just in college, to actually realize that it's something easy, it's something, you know, that everybody can do without even having a particular degree in commerce. So that's the sort of target audience I wanted to collect in this community. And yeah, that's just how I came across the idea. And today I'm really happy to see the sort of response that we have with the community and so many women that come together for our events and, you know, sort of network with each other. And very happy to also sort of convert the initiative to now a startup. So the journey has been great, and you know, something that just started as an idea has sort of grown into something so special for me.
That was quite a journey, and it sounds so empowering. So coming to the finance side of it, we've come across you holding workshops and other offline activities as well. So maybe discuss how you initially got funding to hold on to these activities.
Okay, so like I mentioned, you know, initially we started as, you know, something that was just a not-for-profit initiative. So initially, see, I'd say every startup needs to sort of build connections. So we also played on our strength, which was creating the community, creating the network. So initially, things were very easy for us because we, you know, could communicate, we could partner with different types of businesses and sort of get them together, whether it was the venue, whether it was, you know, the printing side of things, the logistics, everything was sort of managed by women-owned businesses. And because we had a community of so many women with us, we also could, you know, provide them with the marketing. So that's how initially things sort of worked in a more kind basis rather than cash or credit or, you know, capital basis. Coming to where I am today, I also have a few business ideas, you know, how I can sort of venture into like proper PR or proper, you know, a membership sort of basis where people can actually get some benefits by being a member of WIBN. So in such a situation, I have started, you know, bootstrapping this my startup and also gone for a bit of seed funding, sort of getting it, you know, from my family, friends. So that's how right now the team is also working through projects with a limited budget. But of course, in the future, the plan is to definitely get an angel investor on board. Or probably because obviously I've also ventured into somewhat a social entrepreneurship, type of business. I also believe that we can get some funding from government, the government and probably, you know, government-led loans. So yeah, I think we have a lot of options there, but currently just trying to experiment things, and I think bootstrapping it would also keep me motivated. So yeah, whatever I earn, I at least, let's say, you know, put in 60% of it into WIBN.
All right, let's talk about that. How do you plan on securing funds to grow this further? I mean, how do you plan on carrying this out?
Okay, so see, initially, obviously, you need to have some strong basis for, you know, others to believe in you and your vision. Obviously, as an entrepreneur, only you are the person who believes in your business 100%. And in order to make other people believe in you, sort of invest in you, and obviously with money, I think money matters are something that's very important, and, you know, people just can't take hasty decisions in that. So for that, I'm just trying to build a basic model that properly functions, has a proper revenue stream for us. And then I'd probably move to something like an angel investing round where, you know, I talk to people, get investors on board, and also have their expertise coming to my operations here. And of course, I think all of us know that India is now venturing into an entrepreneurial wave. We have Shark Tank in India. People are talking about things like venture capital. So, and of course, these days also a lot of businesses are getting funding just in their ideation stage. So I think that's something very wonderful. Entrepreneurs are being very motivated and inspired by this. So I believe initially by just sort of creating a proper framework, which probably I think would take me the next 1 or 2 months, I'd be doing that and then would be moving towards a proper round of funding.
I'm pretty sure you inspired a lot of young entrepreneurs listening to the podcast right now. We wish you very well for your future endeavors, and thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. It was a pleasure to have you. With this, we come to an end of this episode of SCMS Speakers. Thank you for listening.